over the last few weeks, we've had Umam Dora sharing some very exciting Ace recipes, covering everything from making Ace bub just the way Ugogo used to make it, to your wholesome hearty meals, from your modern twist on old favorites to your budget meals that will fill your family's tummy with love. And on the line, we do have Umam Dora. Umam Dora, hello, Mama, and how are you today?
Hello, Zama. I am always well.
I'm very glad.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that.
And how are you keeping?
Oh, I'm well, Mama. I'm very well. Especially futhi nje mangizokhuluma nawe, ngiba even more right. Because I know there's something beautiful I'm going to learn from you.
Yeah,
yes, that's right. So on Monday, Umam Dora was sharing the three ways of making your Ace bub with us. And so many of my listeners went on and downloaded the podcast, as well as visiting all the Ace social media pages, the recipes. Our listeners are loving these Ace recipes. So, Mama, what do you have for us today when we're using Ace? What recipe do you have for us?
Well, Zama, today I'll be explaining how to prepare a quick and easy Ace samp and bean curry. This is a long time favorite, but has been made easier with Ace quick cook samp. I hope most of our listeners know now about your quick samp. You know, it cooks in just about 30 minutes, so you don't have to panic. You don't need to cook for over 3 hours to enjoy, you know, just one of my favorite dishes, which is the samp and bean curry. You know, if the corn is stamp, we'll take it for your 3 hours. I usually just cook a lot of samp and freeze it. So if I want to make a curry, then I just put it out of the freezer. So even that will be fine. But then, I mean, for just a quick meal, just grab your Ace quick samp and you'll be fine.
Ah, Mama, I see you kept the best for last. And it sounds amazing. I can't wait to get this recipe on how we'll make it.
Yeah, it is amazing. So for the samp and bean curry, which will serve about 6 people, what you will need is 3 cups of your Ace quick cook samp, 3 tablespoons of your sunflower, 1 onion finely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic, which are crushed, and then 1 red chili, deseeded and chopped. Remove the seeds if because the seeds make the chili even hot. And then 1 green pepper, which is diced, 1 red pepper also diced, about 4 tablespoons of curry paste, and then 2 teaspoons of turmeric, then salt and cayenne pepper to taste, and then you just need 1 can of diced tomatoes. If you don't have a can of diced tomatoes, just use 2 medium-sized tomatoes, which you can just dice, and then you just need 1 can of beans. You can use ama baked beans. You can use your red kidney beans, which will pop up nicely. And then you need 125 milliliters of chicken stock. That's 1/2 cup, your chicken stock. And then coriander, again, to add on. Coriander is always nice with curry. So the first thing that you need to do is just to bring your water to the boil. And then you put your Ace quick cook samp. And then you turn the water down. And then just allow it to simmer for about 30 minutes until the samp is soft. Literally, it cooks for 30 minutes. Even 20 minutes, sometimes I find which is okay at that stage. And then you drain off the excess liquid and you just keep your samp warm on the side. And then you take a nice medium-sized saucepan, you heat your oil, you fry the onion, the garlic until it's nice and soft, and then you add the chilies, the green pepper, red pepper, curry paste, and your turmeric, and you mix for another 5 minutes, which is even nice and fragrant. And then you add your tomatoes and you simmer for about 20 minutes so that it's nice and chewy. Then you add the stock and then you simmer again, which will be nice. It's just like a nice thick sauce. Then you add the cooked samp that's been on sitting on the side with the fresh coriander. And then you heat through. So like I said, you can use beans, whatever beans you prefer. So at this stage, you can also add the beans because the beans are already cooked. And when you're adding your cooked samp, you can also add the beans and the fresh coriander. Heat through for about 10 minutes, you know. And then you just serve it on its own.
Oh, wow.
Or if you want to abantu abathanda inyama ke you could have a grilled meat, but I would just have it on its own. It's mm-hmm. very nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Mam Dora, I'm suddenly very hungry. That sounds so delicious. I never knew Ukuthi you can make so many wonderful recipes using AC, but now I'm sad because our 3 weeks is coming to an end, but yet thankful for all the ACE favorite recipes, Zakho, that you shared with us and Umdeni Wejozi FM. And if any of you emakhaya, you want to be able to nisitholeleke the ACE recipes zika Mam Dora as sharileke on the show, make sure ukuthi you check out the ACE social media pages for more of these recipes, and also you can download the podcast. Mama, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Zama. And on behalf of ACE and myself, I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in the last 3 weeks. Mm. I had lots of fun creating these ACE recipes. Remember, whether you're a beginner or an experienced cook, with ACE you can experiment with easy or modern twists to create nutritious and delicious ACE meals that will fill your family's tummies with love.
Mm.
Don't forget to post what you have done and let us know if you would like more ACE recipes.
Oh, thank you so much, Mama. I do hope Ubutsige next year Futhi will be doing this.
Oh, that would be nice. What if next year, maybe later this year?
Yes. Masisela lana go December kanjena. So that is a festive. Sibe sorted with beautiful recipes.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much, Mama. Kindly appreciated.
Thank you, Zama.
Oh, yes. Sibe kuyenake leyo ke Mam Dora with yonake iAce cooking some beautiful recipes. Sibonge kakhulu kwi Ace, siphinde futhi sibonge na ku Mam Dora. Ace, filling your home with love.